It's mid-morning, wintry cold and overcast, and a first fragile sheet of ice hovers around the edge of Lake Champlain. Mike Carr, my partner for the day, steadies the two-seater kayak as I climb aboard. We take a moment to button down our splash skirts. The wind is blowing sharply, but once we're tucked in the boat, we're surprisingly sheltered.
We're in South Bay, the headwaters of Lake Champlain, which runs north from here all the way to the Canadian border.
Mike heads the Adirondack chapter of the Nature Conservancy. Last year, his environmental group bought a big chunk of land here, an effort to protect the lake shoreline. Today, we're heading upstream, exploring, cutting through the crust of ice to open water. Much of Lake Champlain is busy with powerboats and ferries. Houses lie thick along the shore, but here the only noise is the distant cry of gulls and the swish of our paddles through the dark water.
We typically see bald eagles here, turkey vultures circling in the thermals over the cliffs, although on warmer days than today.
To the west, coming slowly into view, are the Diameters, a pair of amazing 800-foot-high cliffs.
Just up to the right of the black streak that runs down the face of the cliff, there's a perch where the peregrines roost. You can see their droppings on the cliff, and we've actually seen them take ducks from the wetlands on the other side of the lake, where they dive in and strike a duck in the air.
Soon the bay starts to narrow. It's a strange landscape this time of year. Wild rice stalks stubble the water. Dotted here and there are muskrat lodges, like hayricks, each with its halo of ice. Soon we come to our first dam. The work of beavers or muskrats, it's hard to say which. The wall of twigs and grass has made a small waterfall. We scramble gingerly out of our narrow kayak seats and tug the boat over the top. As we set off again, the black face of the Diameters catches a sudden weight of sunshine. The clouds shift and the muskrat lodges are illuminated on the water. Bright yellow against the blues and grays of a winter day. Upstream, we come to a marsh island, a few trees and a bit of solid ground where we can have lunch. And here, next to his skiff, we find a man named Tim Kingsley. He lives a few miles north, and he's been trapping here for 20 years.
There's a lot of wildlife up here. Anybody who likes the outdoors, this is the place to be.
He's a middle-aged man, dressed in heavy fatigues against the cold. When I ask to see how his traps work, Kingsley nods for me to follow and heads off through the swampy grass.
There's no more. That's an old abandoned muskrat house, and Nick will hunt those two up.
In summer, this part of the bay is thick with life. Now it's dormant and still, the grasses and trees shrunk down against the cold months that lie ahead. Kneeling, Kingsley shows me the gap under a stump where his metal snare is laid.
Those are called conibear traps.
How do they work?
They would catch them right around the neck and dispatch them right there. They would kill them instantly. They hit those triggers right there and it claps right over their neck and boom.
This is wonderful trapping country, Kingsley says. Mink, otter, bobcat, even coyotes. What you don't see much of is people. In buying a parcel of land here and developing partnerships with local landowners, the Nature Conservancy hopes to protect this area's wildness.
It does represent a real shift in the Nature Conservancy's thinking, moving away from small, isolated sites out to a larger landscape scale. We need to employ tools to protect this watershed, the headwaters of the lake.
We paddle on a bit, but soon South Bay contracts around us, and the great weight of Lake Champlain is reduced to a winding bayou. A fallen log blocks our passage, and we turn reluctantly for home. It's colder now, and long shadows have already fallen across the cliffs. As we cut again through the barrier of ice, it's good to know that this is one place on the lake that will remain quiet and undisturbed.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Brian Mann on Lake Champlain.